A pop princess in turmoil. I'm Sapphire Hart with an Entertainment Tonight News Blast. Cherie Reventi, whose hit song, Now, skyrocketed up the dance charts last fall, was arrested last night, according to KZLA News. This dumb country is full of toothless hill jacks. Good evening, I'm Stealth Nunley. That was a quote caught on closed-circuit television as pop star Cherie Reventi could be seen hopping up on a counter of a Domino's Pizza on Vineland Avenue. After a string of expletives, she opened box after box of pizza destined for delivery and proceeded to defecate and or blow snot rockets on the food.
I'm gonna do it! I gotta shit!
In video you'll see only here, Cherie Reventi appears to be intoxicated as she screams, "Death to America, I hate my dumb brain-dead fans, and I totally suck the Pope's dick. He looks like he's hung. Plus, old dudes have low-hanging balls, and I like it when they swing them and they hit my face." After which she picked up a piece of her bowel movement and used it as a writing utensil to scrawl swastikas surrounded by hearts, kill faggots in bubble lettering, and the N-word three times on the inside window of the Domino's. After Cherebra bludgeoned her 64-year-old mother with her Teen Choice Award, she led police on a three-hour high-speed chase. Speaking from the La Cabra County Jail, where she's being held without bond, Cherebra chose to talk exclusively to ET about the incident.
Oh my god, this shit has been bananas!
Girl, you are looking fierce! How you holding up in there?
Oh my god, you've gotta help me! Call my interior designer! Get him over here, stat! Seriously, though, they took everything I said out of context. These are just my haters trying to stir shit up.
Why did you defecate on all those pizzas?
I mean, everybody poops, right?
How do you respond to critics who say this is all just a publicity stunt because you have a new album coming out?
Oh my god, thank you so much for asking. Yeah, I've got a new album coming out on October 17th called Truly Me. It totally shows off my badass side. I really think the new album, in conjunction with me getting arrested for the high-speed police chase and, you know, shitting on the pizza, is really gonna give me some street cred.
A police spokesman said Cherebra is facing 15 to 20 years in prison for a laundry list of charges, but then quickly gave us a wink and added, she'll be out in time for the start of her Fun Shit World Tour this December. This has been an ET News Blast. We leave you now with Cherebra's number one hit song, Nah.
6 o'clock in the morning, the sun is rising outside my windows. You're not laying beside me, you're gone. I need your strong arms around me. Want that dick up against my asshole. Push it deep in until you lose control. Troll, 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 troll. In my ass, fucking doors and then on grass. Fuck my tits, fuck my mouth. When I gag, just pour it out. Work that meat until it's beaten. Push it like a car, it's overheating. Spewing that goo and the dick gets brewing. It's blowing and blowing, that cum gets growing.
I don't know if I need you. I just know that I won't hug you. I want your jizz inside of me. Take my cum with your man meat.
Hey freaks, it's Wednesday, October 5th, 2016. Coming up on the program today, the retarded stuff you find on Facebook, plus angry televangelists, Christian hardcore raps, and who's eating all of our trees? All this plus your voicemails today on The Distorted View Show.
It's The Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
What's the matter? Are you fucking people deaf? I said I wanted abortion!
Hey freaks, Tim Henson with you back. for the Wednesday edition of Distorted View Daily. Thank you so much for joining me. Got a great program. I made the mistake of getting on Facebook before I started recording the show, and now I'm all angry. You know, I really don't spend a lot of time on Facebook anymore. Anyone that follows either my personal account or the Distorted View account knows it. I started posting a little more on the Distorted View page, but that's mostly so the page doesn't look abandoned. You know, like, oh, I noticed I haven't posted for 2 weeks. I better throw up some offensive imagery. Everyone should go like the Distorted View page, facebook.com/distortedviewshow. But everything that pops up on my timeline doesn't interest me. Facebook still suffers from the same problem it's always suffered from. People will believe anything, and they don't know the difference between a reputable news source and a bullshit source just looking for clicks. There's a difference between the NewYorkTimes.com and GreenWorldTips.com. Like, if you're going to GreenWorldTips.com for your news, everything you know is a lie. I don't even know what Green World Tips is, but someone posted this. All right. This is the headline. This seed has panic doctors. Talk about clickbait headline. It goes on. The headline is not finished. It will help you control diabetes and restore 100% of your liver and kidney function. All right, this is the weird thing. When you read the article, what they're talking about is they're advocating eating bird seed. Like, replace a meal with bird seed. Go outside. Go to a neighbor's house that has a bird feeder and shoo the birds away and steal all their fucking seeds. That's what you should be eating. Replace two of your meals with gerbil pellets. All right, so in the article it says, here, we're going to present you a treatment that will help you control diabetes, and it just incorporates flying creature seed. That's the weird thing about this article. They never actually say the word bird seed. They'll say, like, flying creature seed or flying furry thing seed. They never come out and actually say bird seed. I think it's because maybe legally they can't call it what it is, because then people will be buying bird seed and consuming bird seed, and the first person that dies is going to sue Green World Tips. All right, so it says here, simply put 5 tablespoons of feathered creature seed. See, it went from flying creature to feathered creature seed in a glass of water and permit it to rest for the duration of the night. So you're creating some sort of, like, mushy bird seed porridge. Strain the seeds the next morning and place them in a blender, alongside milk. Blend it for some time until you get a homogeneous blend and include some honey. Then down the slurry and boom, your diabetes is cured and your liver is back to 100% function. This is what's being shared on Facebook. The other thing is inspirational quotes. I don't need to see that faggoting up my timeline. Believe me, my timeline is already pretty faggy.
Hey guys, I am Davey Wavy.
Yeah, like that. That's what I'm talking about. I don't know who Davey Wavy is. I hate the name, and I hate the fact that all of his videos get like 8 million views. Whatever. I'm talking about inspirational quotes. You know the ones where there's like a picture of a sunset or a beach with a quote that is supposed to lift you up. So I've got an example here, and I can't believe people are sharing this one in particular. I can't believe people are sharing it. Anyone who shares it is a fucking moron, and I'll tell you why in just a second. All right. There's like a sunset or whatever, it's a beach thing. All right. Here's a stupid quote. At some point, you just have to let go of what you thought should happen and live in what is happening. First of all, these people that need inspirational quotes to change their life, you don't deserve to have your life change. Oh, that would look good. That's an inspirational quote. If you need inspirational quotes to help change your life doesn't deserve to be changed. Someone put that on a picture. Let's get that going viral. That would actually help people. Tim Henson's Tough Love. That's not even the real reason why I'm bringing this up. The real reason why I'm bringing this up is because the quote that I read you is how it was meant to be read, but there was a spelling slash grammatical error in the quote. I mean, there's not that many words, right? I understand making spelling errors or grammatical errors if you're writing several paragraphs or, let's say, show notes for a podcast. But when you're writing one sentence that you want people to share and feel inspired by, double check what the fuck you're writing and don't share it. I could not in good conscience share this. That glaring error embarrasses me, and I'm afraid, like, people, you know, it would reflect poorly on me if I shared it. Not that I would ever share these goddamn stupid inspirational things. So the error in this is the word they were looking for was "and," but they used "an." A-N, you know, like fucking retards would use. So this is how it's actually written. At some point, you just have to let go of what you thought should happen and live in what is happening. Now, what's really interesting is the comments, because you've got two groups of people. One is in the minority, and that minority group is the ones pointing out the error. And the only reason I clicked on this, by the way, was to read, to see if anyone noticed the error. So this guy, Ronald, wrote, "How are there always spelling and grammar mistakes in these memes? It's a great line, but I can't share something that kills it." And then, like, the first reply to him is like, "You can still get the gist of the message with the spelling error," but they spelled "gist" wrong. And someone like that. And in reply to this guy, "Ha ha, I guess you got told," and then fucks up his next line, "Wipe your butt for you get off the throne." Like, of course these people are okay with spelling and grammatical errors. They're fucking idiots, all of them. The guy who was criticizing the picture, the grammar, at the end said, "Why don't you use spell check?" Which I don't think would have caught that, because, you know, "an" is a word. But then someone wrote, "Spell check? You must be kidding. The more people can't spell anymore, period." Which, that, again, that doesn't quite make sense. All right. Let's read some more comments here from these morons. "So true. At the moment, finishing painting the skirting boards is what I think should happen, but have to accept that opening a bottle of wine is what is happening." Oh, I get it. She's making fun of the meme, right? At some point, you just have to let go of what you thought should happen and live in what is happening. But she fucks up words like "accept." She spells it E-X. C-E-P-T. "So true. At the moment, finishing painting the skirting boards is what I think should happen, but have to accept," wrong "accept, that opening a bottle of wine is what is happening." Oh my Jesus Christ. And then, of course, there's a little bit of racism, because some of the people who are correcting, I guess, don't have, you know, American-sounding names. So Curtis writes in, "Sure, the English language corrections by foreign smartasses." Then there are a lot of comments, "Why can't I find the mistake? Where is the mistake?" And then there's someone who's actually trying to defend the guy who caught the error, replying to someone named Dottie Lowe, who was like, "Y'all should just pay attention to the message. Actually, Dottie Lowe, many if us do see it, and we comprehend it's like apostrophe, like it is. We comprehend it is importance. Don't make excuses for ignorance." There's a lot of, like, old ladies and middle-aged housewives just bored at home. Because those are the people that love these inspirational quotes and will comment. Like Barbara Saunders. She says, "I often see there and there," you know, T-H-E-I-R and T-H-E-R-E, "used wrongly, and aisle and aisle, just the other day. I think it would be terribly rude of me to correct or make fun of someone. If it's not brought to the person's attention, they're going to just keep making the mistake over and over again, looking like a retard. I think it would be..." I love her reasoning, by the way. This is so great. "I think it would be terribly rude of me to correct or make fun of someone. I have a C and V that are terribly lazy." Clit and vagina. She's got a lazy clit and a lazy vagina. I think she means the letters on her keyboard. "I have a C and V that are terribly lazy. And don't want to do their part, as well as a lack of fingernails, and as many names as I call this thing," I'm guessing she's talking about her keyboard, "this machine, computer, as many names as I call this thing, it won't print the letters I want, so walk a mile in their moccasins." Whoa! Harsh words. So there you go. Some people commenting on an inspirational quote I thought was interesting and infuriating. Real quick, I've got a couple pieces of audio, and then we'll get into the news. First up, from Christian Broadcasting, we've got a televangelist who I think is suffering from Alzheimer's or dementia or something. He should not be on television. He is broadcasting with a lady, and at one point, he accuses her of calling him a rapist or something.
You never knew me, but I was really active. No, you didn't. You've learned some things about me.
Meanwhile, the woman hasn't said anything. He's, you know, having a conversation with nobody.
You never knew me, but I was really active. No, you didn't. Mm-hmm. You've learned some things about me. But you didn't know how athletic this body has been. Amen.
I know it has lots of speed to it because I've tried to it has a lot of speed
like
to
that?
It. Yes. We have tried to outrun, outjump, out. Squirm out of your way and have not been able to.
You know what? It does kind of sound like she's accusing him of rape. I've been trying to run away from you for years.
Out of your way and have not been able to.
Why were you trying to squirm away from me?
At first I thought, okay, this is just some playful banter. They're laughing, but after I've listened to the whole thing, I think it's more of a nervous laughter. I don't think she's finding this funny.
Why were you trying to squirm away from me?
Don't hit me.
Come on, tell the truth. Tell it.
I don't know. What time are we talking about?
Look, don't you mess with me, woman. Why was you trying to squirm away from me?
Oh, who knows?
Come on. I wasn't trying to rape you.
No.
All right. Make it play, because the witches and the wizards think that's what I am.
Did he just reference witches and wizards?
Because the witches...
Witches?
And the wizards...
Wizards?
Think that's what I am.
They put a spell on me. They try to turn me into a rapist. This is kind of, aside from the witches and the wizards thing, this is how, like, every domestic abuse situation depicted on TV, like, starts out. They're laughing, they're having a good time. I used to be spry in my day.
I know. I used to try to run away from you.
What does that mean? Huh? You keep your trap shut! You know what I mean? Like, they're joking around, and then all of a sudden there's a turn.
Amen.
I know it has lots of speed to it, because I've tried to it has a lot of speed
like
to
that?
It. Yes. We have tried to outrun, outjump, out squirm out of your way, and have not been able to.
Why were you trying to squirm away from me?
The female host in the audience think, you know, it's just joking, having a good time. But the guy, you know, it's turning for him.
Tell the truth.
What are you trying to say, woman?
I don't know. What time are we talking about?
What?
Look, don't you mess with me, woman.
And he actually stands up. And, you know, for an old person, it's hard for him to stand up.
Why?
And he's just staring at her.
You tried to squirm away from me.
Oh, who knows?
Come on! I wasn't trying to rape you.
Okay, that's quite enough. I love how, as insane as that shit is, then he has to bring up witches and wizards. There's a little more to the clip here. Let's see.
Witches! Think that's what I am.
I see what you're saying.
Well, I'm not.
No.
Never have been. Right? You were trying to run away from God, and I wouldn't let you run. Right?
Right.
Okay. Now, whatever you say. Amen. Time to go take a nap, Pappy. One more clip. This is also kind of Christian related. This was posted on our subreddit over there at distortedview.reddit.com. It is a woman upset with some rap lyrics.
And my 11-year-old daughter listens to this radio station. Never again will she listen to this. And I want to read. I looked up the song and I looked up the lyrics and I read the lyrics.
And she's crying.
I cannot believe this stuff is on the radio. I'm sorry.
We all just have too much time on our hands. This is what we're crying about. How many fucking children in Syria were blown away yesterday? You know those families aren't worrying about what music's being played on the radio. Do they even have radio in Syria?
I've got to collect myself because this is what our youth is being subjected to.
Now, I can't be 100% sure that this is real. You know, anytime a woman starts crying over lyrics from a song, I'm a little suspect. However, I wouldn't put it past, you know, a God-fearing Christian lady to lose her shit over a rap song. Wipe the tears away, honey.
Okay, and I'm going to read it to you.
Yes, please.
And I want you to just listen to the words. And I'm telling you that some of this, I'm going to cuss. I'm just going to repeat what it says. But these aren't my words, obviously. I just want you to listen to it, okay? All right.
Here we go.
Okay.
Come on.
It's a little long, so bear with me. It says, "Bitch, you thirsty. Please grab a Sprite. My crypt's lurking. Don't die tonight. I just want to dance with you, baby. Just don't move too fast. I'm too crazy. Man down, down the Ave, and get shaded. Take a nigga mind off that. We can dip, fuck in the whip, slide right back."
That means fuck in the car. Whips are cars, I know that.
"In the function, one wrong word, start busting. Put that on my Yankee hat. I'm a gangster crip."
By the way, her little child you can hear playing in the background as she's reading this. She's so concerned about the kids listening to a censored version of the song on the radio. Meanwhile, her toddler is banging on pots or something.
Fuck gangster rap.
Listening to this.
"Where the ladies at? Where the hoes? Where the bitches? Every real nigga know the difference. Bandana brown like the dope daddy shooting in the kitchen."
All right, now because this is the internet, some brilliant individual took that audio and actually turned it back into a song.
It says, "Bitch, you thirsty, please grab a Sprite. My crypt's lurking, don't die tonight. I just wanna dance with you, baby. Just don't move too fast. I'm too crazy. Man down, down the Ave, and get shaded. Take a nigga mind off that. We can dip, fuck in the whip, slide right back in. Function, one wrong word, start busting. Put that on my Yankee hat. I'm a gangster crip, fuck gangster rap. Where the ladies at? Where the hoes? Where the bitches? Every real nigga know the difference. Bandana brown like the dope daddy shooting in the kitchen. Nerf side nigga never went to Poly, Wilson, or Cabrilla. Cocaine color of Acrylo. I don't even know if I pronounced that right. T-strap moving for the D-Lo. What he know? I ain't never ran from nothing but the police. From the city where the skinny carries strong heat. Nerf side, Long Beach, Nerf side, Long Beach. So let's just encourage kids to run from the police, because that's okay, right? We wonder why this society is so messed up. Listen to the music. This is the second verse.
What's funny is, you know, she recorded the original video to warn people about this awful, explicit music on the radio. However, more people have watched the other video. Like, hundreds of thousands of people have watched the video where she just raps the song without any other context. Just her singing, rapping, and swearing. It kind of goes against everything she stands for in the original video. All right, and with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, up fucked up news right now. Yesterday, we posted a full-length Sideshow exclusive episode of DV. If you want to hear it, and tomorrow's chunklet, you will sign up for the Sideshow. I command you. SuperFreakSideshow.com. Memberships are very inexpensive, only $6.99 a month. Even less when you opt for a quarterly, semi-annual, yearly, or lifetime membership. Help support this stupidity. Go to SuperFreakSideshow.com right now. Get full access to the entire archive of programs, plus weekly exclusive content. Also, today's sensual episode of Distorted View Daily is brought to you by AdamandEve.com. Bring sultry sexiness into your bedroom, or just sluttiness, depending on how dirty you want to get, by visiting AdamandEve.com and using coupon code FREAK at checkout. You'll get 50% off just about any item from their vast catalog of about 20,000 adult products, including adult movies, toys for him, her, and couples, light bondage gear, necessities like condoms and lube. If it's adult in nature, chances are Adam and Eve has you covered. Go there right now, use coupon code FREAK at checkout, that's F-R-E-A-K, and you'll also receive 3 free DVDs, the free Power-O vibrating ring, and free shipping on your entire order. Just go to adamandeve.com and use coupon code FREAK at checkout, that's F-R-E-A-K. This is my sexy voice. Sounds a lot like my child predator voice. I'm your mother's friend. She told me to come pick you up after school. Get in my car. Come on. I've got some crunch and munch in here. You like crunch and munch? All right. 3 quick stories, then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, there's been a lot of creepy clown sightings across the United States, and people are freaking out. First up, here's a story from Minneapolis. More creepy clowns are being reported in Minnesota. Police in Blaine say that a resident in the Quail Creek area had a clown ring their doorbell Tuesday after dark. Later that night, another resident in the city reported that 4 people dressed in clowns were dancing in their yard. While police say there's no law against dressing up as a clown, one can be charged with disorderly conduct for causing fear. Also on Tuesday, authorities in Shakopee, Anoka County, and Farmington, they were investigating clown sightings and clown-related posts on social media. Across the country, creepy clowns are being seen from Arizona to Maine. Here's the thing. It's October, right? We're getting close to Halloween. Don't people like to be scared? We go to scary movies to be scared. Now, all of a sudden, it's like, it's too real. Look, there's no such thing as clowns. It's a person dressed in a clown outfit. They're trying to scare you. This is what you people wanted. The LA Times. Listen to the tone of this LA Times story. The foolishness began in South Carolina with frightening false claims of clowns attempting to lure children into the woods. These clowns haven't done anything wrong, right? These are false accounts of clowns trying to lure children into the woods. In reality, some people may have dressed up like clowns. They may look a little creepy, but no one's being, you know, raped by clowns or anything, or killed. From there, reported sightings of so-called creepy clowns spread to other states and even prompted the White House to weigh in on the frenzy. Really? Now, with Halloween just weeks away, police agencies throughout California are scrambling to calm public anxiety as costume hoaxers frighten residents on the street or terrorize others via social media. This is what Halloween is supposed to be. I think this is great. There should be more of this, people being scared shitless. Again, the clowns, they're not doing anything illegal. These people are just dressing up like clowns and staring at you on the side of the road in the middle of the night. Nothing wrong with that. I think we all lost sight of what Halloween is supposed to be. You know, like, kids, like, dress up like princesses and firemen and shit. It's supposed to be about ghouls, right? Ghosts and goblins. Bloody things and death and decapitation and mayhem. I love it all. And the fact that people are getting scared and frightened and they're calling the police over this, oh, it's just great. Greatest Halloween ever. Let's keep it going, I say. The clowns have struck at least 3 times in California. Sheriff deputy said the suspects are only trying to scare the victims, adding that it was a prank. There have been reports of scare tactic-style videos appearing online. Sheriff deputies have been searching online for videos but haven't found any showing the pranks, you know, coming from their area, their jurisdiction. Similar creepy clown sightings were reported in Modesto, prompting police to issue a stern notice to residents. No fun allowed. If you see anything or anyone suspicious, including individuals dressed as clowns, to avoid contact and report the circumstances to us immediately. The thing I like about it is, you know, everyone loves Halloween, right? They love the idea of Halloween, but not really. They love their idea of Halloween. They love it when they can control when they're frightened and how they're frightened. But the whole fun of Halloween is just being scared, you know? Not on your terms. I like this. I like people causing mayhem. Authorities in Greenville, South Carolina have had more than 10 clown sightings since August. In one case, a delivery driver said that he saw a man wearing a clown mask dressed in a clear poncho. When he noticed the truck, the man in the clown suit ran quickly into the woods. The same day, officers responded to two more calls about clown sightings, but again, found no evidence of the creepy characters. 2 days later, on September 4th, a 50-year-old woman told police that four men dressed as clowns followed her home in a black car. How big was this car? Was it a clown car? Because there's nothing frightening about that. The Greenville police chief said that clowning around needs to stop. It's illegal. Really? Clowning is illegal? It's illegal, it's dangerous, it's inappropriate, and it's creating community concern. So everyone is very upset about clowns. People are also very upset with a Weather Channel weather woman. Nice transition, right? Second story we have for you today. A Weather Channel meteorologist claimed that Haiti has been deforested by children. Why? Because children are assholes? What are they, cutting down trees? Is that what they're doing for fun in Haiti? Viewers this week expressed outrage at the Weather Channel, and specifically meteorologist Jen Delgado, who asserted that the deforesting of Haiti could be attributed to Haitian children eating trees. What? While reporting on Hurricane Matthew on Monday, Delgado noted that Haiti faced additional risks because the country had fewer trees than the next country over, which is the Dominican Republic. And it's actually true. If you look at the map, not a lot of trees in Haiti, and then boom, you get to the Dominican Republic, it's lush and green. I mean, you know, it's not a fucking paradise. It's still a lot of dry area, but it's definitely, you can definitely see the green. Meanwhile, Haiti looks like a desert. She says that's because this whole area has been essentially deforested. They take all the trees down. They burn the trees. Actually, hold, you know what? It's better if we just hear it from the source. Go ahead, Jen Delgado. Put your goddamn foot in your mouth, you stupid Haitians bitch.
Picking up maybe 30 to 40 inches of rainfall. We're really concerned about Haiti. So we look at the area of Dominican Republic, and you notice what's different in this NASA image. You see all brown here and then green to the east. That's because this whole area has been essentially deforested.
Brown is always the problem.
They take all the trees down. They burn the trees. Even the kids there, they're so hungry, they actually eat the trees. Now, we talk about the damage that could happen with Haiti.
There's nothing else to eat in Haiti except for trees.
This coming in the night.
How would you even eat a tree?
Look at the infrastructure here. You see all the lights.
I mean, because it's not just the leaves that are gone. The whole tree is gone. That means these kids are eating bark, branches.
Up for Dominican Republic,
everything.
But for Haiti, essentially, this is a forest and no lights and electricity.
Bad kids. Weather Channel CEO David Clark apologized after being contacted by viewers. We're terribly sorry for an on-air error and are taking measures to correct it. It should not have happened, period. So there's some people tweeting, did you really say that kids in Haiti eat trees? Stop spreading lies and false information. Is that like a rumor going around that Haitian children eat trees? Damn, I missed it. Now I hear people are so poor in Haiti that they eat trees. At Weather Channel. At Weather Channel, Jen Delgado, hashtag girl bye. Prove it before you report it. Another tweet, it's disgusting that in 2016 the Weather Channel can have uneducated people like Jen Delgado. According to at Jen Delgado TWC, Haiti's deforestation is a result of children eating trees. You hear me? Ignorance in its fullness. Final story we have for you today. A convicted pedophile. Oh, I can use my pedophile voice, which is also my sexy Adam and Eve sponsor voice. Yes, a convicted pedophile has been jailed for grabbing an off-duty special constable's penis and testicles in a public toilet. I guess this all went down at like a pub or like a bar and grill type place. It's called Weatherspoons. Maybe if you live over there in the UK, you know what Weatherspoons is. Well, this all went down in a Weatherspoons toilet. Serial sex offender Peter Anderson was already on a suspended sentence order for exposing himself to children. See, it could be worse. We're all worried about clowns here in the United States. Well, there are pedophiles whipping out their cocks. Children on the street. All right, serial sex offender Peter Anderson was already on a suspended sentence order for exposing himself to children when he touched the man in October of last year. The 59-year-old of Kensington, Merseyside, was locked up for 12 months at the Liverpool Crown Court after pleading guilty to sexual assault. Jonathan Rogers, prosecuting, told the court, on October 26th of last year, the complainant was with his mother in Liverpool. Just after 3:30 p.m., they went to a Weatherspoons. He went to use the toilet, and as he entered the toilets, the door was opened by the defendant. As he passed the defendant bumped into him with his shoulder and then grabbed his crotch area, squeezing his penis and testicles. Mr. Rogers said the assault lasted about 3 seconds long until the constable, in his 20s, pushed, a little old for you, I would say, right? In his 20s, pushed Anderson away and challenged him. He told the court the defendant claimed that he had just brushed past him. The complainant left the toilet area and immediately phoned the police and told staff members what happened. Staff members prevented Anderson from leaving until the police arrived, but the pervert turned to the officer and said, "It's just your word against mine." But here's the thing, you've already been convicted. You're a convicted pedophile. So yeah, it's your word against the pedophiles. Who do you think they're going to go with? The court heard Anderson had been convicted of exposure in 2014 when he approached two 12-year-old boys. The boys had been playing manhunt. That's what the pedophile plays, too. Oh, that's boy hunt. All right, boy cunt. We were hiding in a bush when Anderson showed his penis and asked, "Do you want to play with my cock?" He was later arrested after the quick-thinking youngsters took photographs of him with the mobile phone. Yeah, cell phones. It's got to be a big problem for pedophiles. It's just so easy to whip out a phone and take a picture. He was later arrested after the quick-thinking youngsters took photographs of him with a mobile phone. The court also heard Anderson had been convicted of sexually assaulting a 10-year-old boy in 2001. We keep getting younger and younger here. Mr. Rogers said the special constable looked younger than his age. Oh, that's the appeal. And was small in stature and had experienced feelings of nervousness since the incident. Andrew McGinnis, defending, said his client suffered a series of health problems. Pedophilia is not a health problem. And suggested that the probation service could still work with Anderson to address his offending. But Judge Clement Goldstone, passing sentence, said the prison service was well-equipped to deal with Anderson's health problems and said he did not accept the full extent of his crimes. He said the special constable, who looked young for his age, was caused considerable psychological anxiety in my judgment. Judge Goldstone ordered Anderson to sign into the sex offender registry for 10 years. So there you go. Justice was served. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Wednesday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. Here's something we don't mention too often. Distorted View has a subreddit over there on Reddit. It's distortedview.reddit.com. Over 1,000 of you freaks have subscribed. You can post links to, you know, funny news stories or audio clips, video clips, whatever, and other freaks can comment on it. You can have discussions or whatever. The reason why I bring it up today, though, is there's an interesting thread or topic on the Distorted View subreddit. It reads, "I am Florida Man, AMA." And for those of you who are not familiar with Reddit, AMA means Ask Me Anything. You know, celebrities will get on Reddit and do AMAs, and you can actually speak to the celebrity, ask them questions, and the celebrities will respond. I don't know if you consider Florida Man a celebrity. However, I'm sure a lot of you have questions for him. I am Florida Man AMA. So here are a couple questions. There's not a lot right now, because I don't know how many people check out the Distorted View subreddit with any sort of frequency, but I urge you all now to go over there and post questions for the Florida Man if you have them. Here's one. This was submitted by Chicken Arise. If you really are Florida Man, then prove it. Brag about your fat cat job. And Florida Man replies, "It's not even a fat cat job, LOL. The driving to work thing was just a shtick, like Vladimir Putin." Why is that a shtick? That's not a shtick. You were really driving to work. Most people have to drive to work. I don't understand this hate for Florida Man for calling in while he's driving to work or even mentioning that he's driving to work. But I like now that he's saying, "Oh, this was just shtick. I was really driving to work, but I had no idea people would get so butt mad." Yeah, that's true. Another question. They say imitation is a form of flattery. Are you flattered by all the people calling in, claiming to be you, and acting like assholes? Surprise, surprise. Florida Man is not a fan of the imitators. He says, "No, because not one of them is a sincere imitation, just a cheap caricature of the real deal. It's not so much frustrating that they're saying I'm an asshole, it's the lack of effort." Ooh, all you people that have called in as Florida Man, he's calling your imitations bad and lazy, and you suck. Them are fighting words, right? All right, so check out distortedview.reddit.com. Is that what it is? Distortedview? Yeah, that sounds right. Good enough. Whatever. All right. Now let's check in with some of my freaks on the voicemail line. Call in 206-666-4463.
Hey, Timmy Boo. What's up? And hey, freaks. This is Naughty Nipples calling.
Oh.
Just calling in to say thanks, Timmy, for recommending the app Downcast. I'm an Apple and iPhone guy, and, you know, most of their software, you know, it works fine. But I was having a few problems with the podcast app, and so I downloaded Downcast, and it works really easy with the Sideshow and even with the yearly feeds.
Great.
So thanks.
Cool.
Works like a fucking charm. You rock. This is played on the free side. Fucking join the Super Freak Sideshow, and also
take it from Naughty Nipples. He's been listening forever.
Patreon. Love you, Timmy. Kisses. Bye.
All right. Thank you very much, Naughty Nipples, checking in on our Patreon line. Of course, Naughty Nipples is a patron.
Timmy Boo, it's Jerk Zeus. I had an incredible moment of Alanis Morissette ironic.
Okay.
Today. I was listening to the Monday show where you were talking about trains and train tracks and all of that.
Right.
I'm driving around for work, and what do I fucking see, like, right after you finish
train tracks?
A mother who looked fucking trashed.
Oh.
Pushing her little infant baby over the train tracks. The front wheels got stuck in the train tracks, and they almost took a tumble.
Nice.
And I was like, holy shit. Like,
there really should be a PSA about that.
That would have been hilarious. I wish I could have, like, I had a hand to take a video for you. One more thing. Sorry if this is going on too long. You've really brainwashed me. All of you have brainwashed me with the soda talk that goes on. You know, first you were talking about Mountain Dew Black Label. And I tried it, and I was like, oh, this is pretty good. And then I would occasionally pick up Mountain Dew Black Label. I don't drink soda that much. And then I saw Crystal Pepsi, and I was like, oh, Crystal Pepsi's in the talk of DZ. So I picked it up. It was weird. It feels like you're drinking water, and then after you swallow it, you get the Pepsi taste.
Hmm.
At least that's how mine was. And then today, I found cherry wine, which is what somebody keeps calling in asking if you
yes,
tried it. And it's actually pretty good.
It is. I do
and
like
I'm
it.
I'm not a soda person, but I think you're brainwashing me.
Yeah, I think you are a soda person. It seems like you're drinking a lot of it.
Mr. Ansanovich, that's right, your good friend Vladimir Putin, your friend from Russia.
Yes.
So, question for my soda-drinking American friend. I know you're a big fan of this Dr. Pepper. I don't know which one of 23 flavors, maybe
Dr. Pepper!
I wonder about...
The world's been better! You guys remember that commercial from, like, the 90s?
Three flavors being Coca-Cola,
Dr. Pepper!
Isn't cola already an amalgamation of flavors? Does this really count towards the 23?
I don't know. I don't know what the 20... Yeah, the Dr. Pepper supposedly has 23 flavors, which seems like a lot, or 23 ingredients or something. I don't know. I don't know how to describe Dr. Pepper. I hate when people say, oh, it's a cherry soda. Dr. Pepper is not a cherry soda.
Question?
You've got a very simple, weak palate if what you're tasting is cherry. There's a lot of nuances in there.
In an area where you drive maybe an hour away, you get Dr. Pepper that's bottled by PepsiCo. Here where I live, you get it bottled by Coca-Cola. So over there when I travel, sometimes I can get throwback Dr. Pepper in really cool little bottles. So give me a little Dr. Pepper education.
Well, okay, all right, thank you, Vladimir Putin. I mean, I don't care about this, do you? Next caller.
Dr. Pepper, you make the world taste better. Yeah,
the world go round and round.
I mean, that's a bold claim. You make the world go round and round.
You make the world go round and round.
True, though.
Get up, but you can't put it down.
That voice is so like a generic 80s / 90s rock singer.
You make.
I don't like that affect. It's awful. What's really sad is I have that song ready to go in my iTunes.
Jagoo, Timmy Boo, Florida man here.
Yeah.
Sorry if my voice is a little nasally. I've just been...
Did that pick up on the microphone? Hold on. Yeah! A little phlegmy there. I was trying to do the Dr. Pepper thing again, and up came some phlegm. Yeah! 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 That's music to my ears. All right, I'm sorry, Carl.
I've gotten over a cold... Or I'm on the tail end of it anyway.
Me too, apparently.
And I'm listening. I'm still catching up from a while back.
Yes.
I'm listening to the August 24th show, and Spiral Hamfucker, man, just called and unburdened his fucking soul to us.
Yeah, poor Spiral.
And, man, I gotta say, dude, like, I don't care what anybody says, Spiral. You're still rock and roll to me.
There was a period of time where everyone hated Spiral Hamfucker, and now people feel sympathy for him, and they hate Florida Man.
In all seriousness, though, Spiral, you know, I get that you're going through a bad time personally.
Yeah.
You know, just
he
understand
Dr.
that
Pepper.
At least one freak has your back.
Oh, very nice.
Hey, Tim. It's your sideshow freak, J fucking D, from Rochester. I was just calling to let you know that I am sick.
Aww.
Yeah, fucking sucks.
Poor baby.
I've got tonsillitis.
Ugh.
When your tonsils get really inflamed and swollen, it fucking hurts. Shit sucks. So I just got done working, and I think I'm going to go home, maybe lay down, and I'm going to drink a big fucking glass of orange juice.
Yeah.
With pulp.
Oh. Yeah,
with pulp. I love that shit. There was a guy that called in, I think it was Thursday.
Can you do that when your tonsils are inflamed? Doesn't it hurt?
September 1st.
Isn't like orange juice one of the things that really hurts when you've got like a sore throat or something?
You voiced the same opinion. So, yeah, thank you, sir. We both share the same.
No, you're wrong. I'm sorry. You're just wrong.
Hey, Tim. I was just watching a Toronto Blue Jays game, and much to my amusement, they're advertising poutine.
Oh, poutine.
And I know...
Poutine.
You couldn't pronounce poutine, but I can't remember what fucktarded way you were saying.
I pronounced it poutsin, which I still contend is a proper way of saying it.
So
that's how the French say it.
Can you refresh my memory?
And poutine is a French thing.
Donc a shame.
I'm pretty sure, you know, I read many years ago, I read a story about poutine, and I didn't know how to pronounce it, so I looked it up online, and that's how I came up with poutsin. but apparently I was wrong. All right, that is all the time we have on this edition of the show. Want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD-IS-NUGGET. Yeah! Spread the distortion. STD, tell all your friends about the show. Don't forget to rate us and review us on iTunes. I will see you back tomorrow for the Thursday show. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody!
Dr. Pepper.
Yeah!
You make the world taste better.
Yeah!
You make the world go round and round. Kick it up, you can't put it down.
Yeah! Yeah!